Welcome to Love and Lordship Live. Once again, I'm Greg Williams, your host, and as we continue to grow in the vertical relationship with God and the most important horizontal relationship in our spouse and marriage, we are called to build loving families, build Christ's family, and reach the world. So we're going to continue this week with God's Covenant Design Part 2. Dennis Rainey, the co-founder of Family Life, along with his wife Barbara, states, "Every family is a little church." Now, I elaborate on that in The Authority of Love, our book, and say every marriage and family, which I know that Dennis would agree with, he certainly implies that in his quote, every marriage and family is a little church. And if we do not take care of the little churches, then it matters little how big our big churches get. This lays the groundwork for us to continue with God's covenant design with our families, His family, and the world. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says that we are to, under Christ's authority, we're to go into all the world. But it doesn't keep us from starting where God started, in our own heart, in our marriages and families. And so last week we did the first five applications we discussed, and you will find that at the full article, God's Covenant Design, at www.loveandlordship.com. And you'll find this in the same article, okay? So they're all in one article there. But this is part two for Love and Lordship Live. We did the first five, and I want to recap those for you, and then we'll look at the last four, so you'll have all nine of them that you'll find in that article. They are, number one, for us, we're called to personal and collective confession and repentance of idolatry, conforming to the world, and compromise. We got to start there. We got to put ourselves in the right condition and place before the Lord. Number two, believers to make Christ Lord of every part of their life. You can't do that if you've not first accepted Him and His free gift of salvation and know Him as Savior. However, don't fall for the lie that He can be Savior only and not Lord. There is no Christ as Savior only. He must be Lord. Number three, for men to be godly, men, catch this, go back and look at the article, for men to be godly, relational, that's a tough one for us men, okay? But that's what he calls us to be godly, loving, relational servant leaders as husbands who love their marriage and their spouse and family above their own success and glory and desires, just as Christ did for his bride, the church. Number four, for marriage is then to be a positive testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ so the world will see and know Him through our loving relationships. And the fifth one, in a recap, to husbands and wives to submit to one another out of reverence for and submission to first and foremost our Lord, Jesus Christ. Now, with that little recap and reminder, we pick up with our sixth application, which is that we are to disciple our children in our homes, and in all of those previous points I just made, again, you can see the article on the website, to build loving relationships that strengthens Christ's church. You see, we've talked about confession, we've talked about receiving Him as Savior and Lord, we've talked about building our marriage and humbly submitting as we're supposed to as servant leaders as men, and submit and respect as wives, and love as Christ did the church as husbands. So now if we've done that, we're prepared to begin to disciple our children like the Scripture calls us to. Remember in Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, God called Moses, said, "Call them in and tell them the things I'm going to do for you right now and the laws that I'm going to give you, they are for your children and your children's children, and you are to impress them upon them in every way that you can." The Bible states it like this: when you lie down, when you get up, when you sit around the table, when you go out, when you walk in the streets, when you come back in. Didn't leave anything out. That's when we're supposed to be discipling our children. And it's not the ministers or youth ministers or teachers or coaches' jobs. It's our job, parents, first. We can find good people that can help, but we have to answer for that. We are responsible for that. Joshua 24:15 is the great verse where Joshua is getting ready to lead the people in, or has led them in, and he's about ready to pass on, and he says, we are going to serve the Lord. And he says it this way. He says, you can choose the gods beyond the river and the gods that we went through in the desert and the wilderness. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Notice that he does the same thing that God does with us. He says, you can choose. You have a choice. But he says, as for me and my house, my responsibility is with my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Generational discipleship in our families is how we strengthen our homes and our churches so that we are more equipped to reach the world. This must begin in our homes. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. And Colossians 3:21, children, obey your parents as is fitting in the Lord. All right? And then we fortify our church families and embolden our witness to a lost and dying culture that needs the salvation and lordship of Jesus Christ more than anything else. As we move from the call then to individuals as disciples and to those in marriages and families and godly loving relationships, we can now take up the call for the modern day church and for every church since it started. To move beyond, this is number seven, to move beyond drawing people into a weekly one-hour service or a couple hours of weekly activity to our communities of the world. It's got to be more than attend, give, and serve. Those are good. I didn't say stop doing it. I said we got to move beyond that. We got to have people who are growing as disciples of Christ. Then their attendance, their giving, and their serving will be part of their life, not just checking off a box. And we can't say, if you've done that, then you're a disciple. No, they've got to be growing in the Lord, Christ Jesus. And they need someone like you who's more mature in the Lord, or me, or my brother Jeff Hancock back there, or my brother Greg Horn, who says Hope is here, or others. They've got to have people that help them walk that path and hold them accountable. That's discipleship. Let me give you a couple thoughts on that. When we place the body, the church, above the head, Christ, we are in idolatry. Now, obviously, they go together. The body carries out the work of the head, right? But everything in Scripture points to us making Christ first. And when we get too caught up in what we're doing as the church and looking good as a church, we forget that it's all about glorifying the head, Christ. We've got to take the inventory of that. Churchianity has taken priority over discipleship and truly being a follower of Jesus. We have replaced prioritizing Him with wholehearted devotion and dying to ourself with attendance, giving, and serving. And we claim it's discipleship. We need to do the latter, but it should be as an overflow of Christ in us as a result of the Holy Spirit flowing through us of the former. He's first, wholehearted, dying to self, taking up our cross, following Him. That's according to His word in Luke 14, 25 through 35. As we obey God's calling to this kind of devotion, often even those closest to us have difficulty accepting it. But His word is clear, and we must be making Him the priority. Matthew 10, 37 and 38 talks about dying to self and placing Christ above everything else. And Matthew 18, 8 and 9, again, I've got all these linked for you in the full article at MorvinLordship.com. Jesus, and that's what you'll read in Matthew 10 and Matthew 18 there. Jesus is very serious about this calling. How serious are we? As we respond then to His call to personal, relational, then communal lives and discipleship, being His disciples, we are then called to, number 8, go make disciples in loving relationships and holding each other accountable to loving obedience as we walk in His love and lordship. That takes us back to our initial verse, the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. All authority is given to me. Therefore, in that authority, as my disciples, you go make disciples of others, teaching and training them to obey all that I have taught you, baptizing them in the name of the Son. And lo, I am with you always. I will be with you. You'll have my love, which is my authority. Will you walk in to make disciples? This is not just inviting people to church and church events, although that's a good thing. It's not discipleship. It could be a start, but that's not enough. This is spending time getting to know who the Lord has placed in your life. And as they see Christ in you, they invite you into their life or lives. Then we have that godly influence to help them know Christ as Savior and mature in their walk with Him as Lord. Let me say that again. Discipleship is about spending time getting to know who the Lord has placed in your life. And as they see Christ in you, They invite you into their life and lives, and that gives you godly, loving influence to help them know Christ as Savior and walk and mature with Him as Lord. That's discipleship. This requires us to have a moment-by-moment walk with Him and spend the time and energy of our own lives to help others grow in that walk as well. So they'll know that moment-by-moment walk with Him. As we grow as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father and as disciples of Jesus Christ, not just converts and attendees or givers and servers, you can do that, but make sure you're a disciple. This all comes together then in our ninth one as we are called to walk together in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace that only comes when we build loving relationships of accountability and obedience together as His bride and body, the Church of Christ. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6 talks about this. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25 talks about the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace growing together, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And Hebrews 10, 23 through 25 says, we need to do this all the more as we see the day approaching. Do not forsake gathering together. So we've got to continue to do that and find that in our fellowship, but it's more than just attending, giving, and serving. It's building the relationships. It's accountability. It's obedience. That's what disciples of Christ do. Let me give you some food for thought as we close this out. We want to look holistically at God's covenant order. I just gave you 9 principles. If you'll walk through them, you'll see that. All right? Don't forget the article at loveandlordship.com. The last week and this week, I laid that out. It's in the article. If we are not fulfilling Christ's high priestly prayer of unity in John 17, then we are not part of His kingdom. As all of His prayers are fully in line with the will for the Father, are always heard and answered. Because He always prayed what the Father wanted Him to pray, and the Father always answered accordingly. Look at John 11, 42. I know that you have heard me, and that you always hear me. Meaning, I'm praying in your will, and you're going to hear it, and you're going to respond. It's going to be right. That's what He wants us to have. And He said, I'm praying this way because I want you all to be one with us as I am with the Father, and the Father is with me. That's what the church is supposed to look like. But it's got to be disciples of Christ coming together as one in loving relationships. 4 action items. 2 of them repeat, okay? Read the scriptures in this article and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. You're going to get tired of that, but if you don't, I hope you dig into it and learn what He wants you to learn. 2, determine how to daily disciple your children and follow through. And remember, you can't disciple them any further than you've already been discipled. 3, how will you make discipleship in your family what church looks like rather than just attending church? Let me say that one again. How will you make discipleship in your family what church really looks like, the loving relationship, seeking and following the Lord, rather than just attending church? You see, if you do that and then you attend church, you start to have that impact on others. And I'm telling you, some of them won't like it. But that's okay. What did Jesus tell His disciples when He sent them out? If they won't hear your message, they don't want to walk with me as Lord, shake the dust off your feet and move on. If they do, and they invite you in, go in and share with them. Make disciples of them. Teach them the gospel. Point them to me as Savior. Teach them how to walk with me as Lord. And then 4, find someone more mature than you in the faith to disciple you. In time, look for one or more that you can pour into and disciple. Stay tuned for Love and Lordship's Mentoring Minutes coming right up after live. Next week, we're going to continue moving in this God's Covenant Order and Design, but it'll be a little different. So hope you will join us again next week for that. If you need help, contact us at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship, all spelled out together, @gmail.com. Or you can call me at 859-229-6504. 859-229-6504. And then also you can message me here. If you want to private message me, do that. If you want a public message, your comments, or appreciate those, please join in the conversation. Ask the questions. We'd love to engage with you. Again, we're moving toward our big announcement here in the fall, and we're going to make it known to you when we get closer, but we just ask you to pray. And if God's laying it on your heart to support us financially, please be obedient to that. Know He'll bless you, whatever that means. But I want you to know this, if He's not leading you here, keep praying until you find where He wants you to support and to encourage and bless, and know that He will bless you told us that. I do the same thing with several ministries, okay, including this one. All right? So we thank you for that. Our vision at Love and Lordship, every relationship and every life built on the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. Every life and relationship built on the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. And our mission, making disciples who make disciples in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ in every home and every church. If your church or group would like to join us or partner with us, please contact me. You have the contact information. I also have it in the comments after each one of these, so you can look for it there. Thanks for joining us. Thanks always for your prayers, and thanks to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ.